In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They say that patience is a virtue, the ability to stand upright in the face of difficult situations, to endure delays, to tolerate hardships. To be patient is indeed something to strive for in our lives and in our very beings. But I've always found patience to be a hard virtue to achieve. I don't know, maybe part of it is this world we live in today. I do not see a lot of patience or things lending themselves to patience. Just think about our technology. Everything is based around the idea of speed. Faster download, faster upload. We do not only expect but demand near instantaneous access to anything and everything we can think of or could want. Want to hear a certain piece of music while you're out and about? Well, just pull out your phone, touch the screen a few times, and have it streaming in a few seconds. Want to read the bestseller that was just recommended to you? In a few seconds, you can be reading the first chapter of your digital copy. Want to not only talk to someone who lives in another state, but want to see their face? They're just a few seconds away via FaceTime. And it's not just our digital lives, but the physical as well. I can order almost anything and have it delivered to my door. Depending on what it is, I can have it in less than 24 hours. The world is quite literally at our fingertips, able to be ordered up at the blink of an eye. Maybe some of you are better at this than I am, but do you ever get frustrated when all this instantaneous technology does not work the way it's supposed to? You sit down to stream that new episode of your favorite show, and what is this? It's buffering? Loading error? Please try again later? I do not want to wait. I don't want to try again later. I want what I want now. This modern world of ours is not built around the virtue of patience. And I, for one, worry about that because patience was hard enough before technology and culture went into this hyperdrive state we find ourselves in today. Because how hard has it always been to be patient with ourselves, to be patient with others? We all ask ourselves impatient questions, are asked them by other people, and in turn, ask them back. When will I get a new job? When will you stop being unemployed? When will I get over my illness? When will you stop being unwell and get better? Will I ever get over the death of a loved one? Don't you think it's time you moved on with your mourning? When will this all start making sense to me? When will I know what it is that I am supposed to do? When will you get your act together? When will you straighten up? It can be hard to stay faithful when we ask these questions of ourselves, when we ask them of others, and they ask them of us. Patience is indeed a virtue, one we need to extend to ourselves and one we need to extend to other people. It is a gift we need to give more freely. I'm thankful for our reading from the Gospel of Luke today because it shows us two examples of patient people. I look at Simeon and Anna and wonder, could I have their faith? It's difficult for me to imagine waiting my entire life to see something. Who knows how many times Simeon went to the temple wondering if today would be the day? Who knows how many children Anna looked at in the temple while she waited? I know how difficult I would find it to persevere with that patience, to spend so long unsure whether you will see it pay off. I wonder how many others also found it difficult and what they thought of both Simeon and Anna. Were these two respected elders? Were they mocked for their continual presence? Did they inspire people to follow them in their virtue, or did they inspire ridicule? Neither of them knew what part they would play in God's plan. They just knew they were a part of it, caught up in God's working in the world, working in their lives. When the time came, because of their patience, they did not miss it. They played their part. They became some of the first people to not only recognize who Jesus was and what he was to the world, they were some of the first to speak the good news of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, the light of the world. They played their part in his wondrous story. You know, I'm lucky. My office, where I spend a lot of my week, is just down the hall. With a few steps at almost any time during my day, I can walk that short distance and find myself alone in this space. I can stop and listen, maybe to the sound of the wind or the train whistle, maybe the sound of the birds up around the tower windows, or maybe my own breathing. I can stop and look at this beautiful stained glass, this finely crafted organ, or at this simple and powerful cross suspended in air. I can come and be patient. I can ask questions, those questions that are driving my anxiety, unsettling my sense of calm and peace. And in this quiet stillness, I can be okay with not knowing what the answers are. In this ever-accelerating world, I invite you, I implore you, find the space, find the time, find the will to be patient. Find your temple like Simeon and Anna did. Be still. Do not be afraid of it. Do not be afraid to not have all the answers or a clear picture of what lays ahead. God cradles us all in the palms of his hands. You are his most treasured possession, so loved that he gave his son for you. God is working in our lives and in this world. For any of you who say the daily office from the Book of Common Prayer, you would have recognized the words of Simeon spoken today. It's a prayer we are invited to say every day. It is the prayer that can only come from a heart that has waited faithfully, patiently for the presence of the Lord. And we are called into that same patience. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Amen.